Bezos ex Mackenzie Scott files for divorce from second husband. By Lucas Nolan on September 29, 2022. Mackenzie Scott, the former wife of Jeff Bezos who transformed into a billionaire philanthropist after a $36 billion divorce settlement, has filed for divorce from her second husband. Her second marriage, to a Seattle area science teacher, lasted just 18 months. The Washington Post reports that Mackenzie Scott, the ex-wife of Jeff Bezos and billionaire philanthropist who has donated vast sums of money to charity in recent years, often to leftist causes like Planned Parenthood, has filed for divorce from her second husband, a science teacher that she married in 2021. The petition was filed in King County, Washington, on Monday, 18 months after Scott and her husband Dan Jewett announced their marriage. The divorce filing asks that the couple's property be divided as laid out in a separation contract. In 2019, Scott and Amazon founder Jeff Bezos ended their 25-year marriage with Scott receiving a 4% cut of Amazon in the divorce proceedings, worth around $36 billion at the time. In recent years, Scott has donated approximately $12 billion to over 1,200 charitable groups in 3 years. Recently, Scott donated $15 million to the Health Forward Foundation and $20 million to the Episcopal Health Foundation. Just earlier this month, Scott donated 2 Beverly Hills houses worth $55 million combined to the California Community Foundation. Scott frequently gives money to left-wing causes. A 2021 blog post by Scott explains her viewpoint on charity. As Breitbart News reported at the time, people struggling against inequities deserve center stage in stories about change they are creating. This is equally, perhaps especially, true when their work is funded by wealth. Any wealth is a product of a collective effort that included them. The social structures that inflate wealth present obstacles to them. And despite those obstacles, they are providing solutions that benefit us all. Putting large donors at the center of stories on social progress is a distortion of their role. Me, Dan, a constellation of researchers and administrators and advisors, we are all attempting to give away a fortune that was enabled by systems in need of change. In this effort, we are governed by a humbling belief that it would be better if disproportionate wealth were not concentrated in a small number of hands, and that the solutions are best designed and implemented by others. Though we still have a lot to learn about how to act on these beliefs without contradicting and subverting them, we can begin by acknowledging that people working to build power from within communities are the agents of change. Their service supports and empowers people who go on to support and empower others. Because community-centered service is such a powerful catalyst and multiplier, we spent the first quarter of 2021 identifying and evaluating equity-oriented nonprofit teams working in areas that have been neglected. The result was $2,739,000,000 in gifts to 286 high-impact organizations in categories and communities that have been historically underfunded and overlooked. The Bloomberg Billionaire Index estimates that Scott's net worth is around $28.9 billion, making her the 39th richest person on the list. Scott's marriage to Jewett was made public in March 2021 when Jewett, who worked as a science teacher at Seattle's Lakeside School where Scott's children attended classes, posted a letter to Scott's profile on the Giving Pledge. In the letter, Jewett stated that he had been a teacher for most of his life and learned from the generosity of those around me. He added, "And now, in a stroke of happy coincidence, I'm married to one of the most generous and kind people I know, and joining her in a commitment to pass on an enormous financial wealth to serve others." Now the letter is missing from the site along with Jewett's name. A photo of him and Scott posing together has been replaced by a photo of only Scott. Scott's Amazon author page also no longer mentions her husband Dan. Read more at the Washington Post here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan.